How does Silverthreon makes money? What is the magic key that it makes it not only eco-friendly but also profitable?
Well, I think there's no magic behind. The business is based on three assets. The first one is black pepper, then bamboo, and thereof resulting carbon credits.
Hi there, and welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjees.
Come along on this eye-opening journey as we dive into sustainability and impact investing.
Here you'll meet inspiring individuals who are crafting a brighter future for all generations to come.
The potential for impact investment is boundless, and you can be absolutely sure be a part of this positive change.
Are you ready to dive in and make a difference? Let's take action for the benefit of both mankind and nature. Welcome, welcome, dear audience, to the third episode of our season 8. The Dragon Chinese New Year has commenced, bringing forth tremendous opportunities for all of us.
Absolutely, and it's the year of the dragon. And interestingly, I discovered that particularly very auspicious for individuals with my Chinese zodiac sign.
Well, that's wonderful news for you. Let's harness the dragon energy to achieve as much as possible, contributing to the well-being of humanity, and of course, aiding in the rejuvenation of our Mother Earth this year.
And indeed, and you won't believe what I have seen and what I have learned. There are accounts from people who have witnessed signs of gratitude and love from our planet Earth towards those who stand up for
something
her.
Like cards everywhere around.
Exactly. This is very strange.
I see it all the time. So I can almost hear our proclaimed brother from the Americas, Brother Cassie, saying with a smile, well, modern humans have finally caught on to what we indigenous people have always known to be true.
That is so very true. But it's crucial for us to actively work towards protecting and healing our planet. Numerous businesses are dedicated to this cause, not only contributing to the healing of Mother Earth, but also generating substantial returns for their investors.
Well said. With that, no more words. And we extend a warm welcoming to our very, very special guests of today, Mr. Lambert Liesenberg and Thomas Hoffmann from Silverthreon. Welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjees. Hi there. Where are you guys right now?
Although my scenery looks like very nature, I'm in my office in Switzerland right now. But from here, I plan all these actions that we do in Africa.
Amazing. And you, Thomas?
Well, I stay in my office in Munich.
Great. So not too far away from us. So we will come and visit you locally very, very soon. But for now, let me briefly introduce, starting with you, Lambert. So for those who don't know you yet, you are a visionary environmentalist, co-founded Silverthreon, pioneering sustainable forestry globally. And your biodiversity passion led global initiatives in ecosystem restoration. Beyond business, you also support education and SOS children's villages. You're also founder of the Swiss Tanzania Chamber of Commerce. Since 2020, you drive EcoCell, innovating recycled materials for eco-friendly construction, and so on. So in essence, your profound vision seeks a harmonious balance, inspiring a greener world beyond profit.
And we also just found out that he can also sing very well.
Exactly, all on top. Now, Thomas, you are the co-founder and the chief investment officer of Silvaterra. Before that, you held key roles in technology companies, transitioning from consultant to board member, chairman of the supervisory board. Together with Lambert, you contribute to innovative project development, seamlessly integrating nature and environmental protection into economic strategies for win-win outcomes at every possible level. Having said that, Lambert, tell us a bit more. What twists and turns define your sustainability journey? And was there a particular moment that sparked your commitment to creating a greener world?
Let's say, coming from the economic side as my study, coming from the agroforestry side on the other side, I have to find out a sustainable way for all parts of the earth and giving answers to the future generation, but also to my kids and my family right now, because they asked me, how and what are you doing to keep our society and other countries sustainable?
That's amazing, really.
And starting with Silvaterra AG, that sounds absolutely like an adventure. So what sparked the idea and why the name Silvaterra? What is the scoop and inspiration?
So let's start with the name. The name means logically, because the old Roman god of the forest, his name was Silvanus. The goddess of earth is Terra. So it combines Silvaterra. And it takes both genders, which is also like kind of an SDG goal. But yeah, beside the name, the idea was to grow the business that I've done so far in a bigger way to have more impact. Means more impact on climate, but also more impact while attracting professional and institutional investors to grow a bigger scale. That was the motivation also to come together with Thomas and right now to be here with you.
Now, Thomas, let's dive into your personal story. Any particular moment that made you go, yep, I'm all in for sustainability. So tell us some story that left a mark on you.
Yes, thanks. I think that's a very good question, because I think every time it takes some kind of external trigger point or impression to start a rethinking process or a change process. So you have to go from being affected, I think, to becoming a participant. And I am someone who loves nature, the mountains, the Alps, and the lakes. And for many years, I've seen the backdrop of the Großglockner Glacier, a big mountain in Austria. Mm-hmm. And the glacier has almost completely disappeared in the last 30 years. And today, there is only a huge empty valley with only a small stream flying through it. And this is always, again, for me, a trigger point and a very sustainable impression. This triggers me.
Okay. And for both of you, you are absolutely the dynamic duo behind Silvaterra. How would you describe your personal professional relationship with each other? And how does your collaboration contribute to the success of the company?
Well, what's to start?
I realized very quick that being an entrepreneur, you can move things, but you can never reach everything by your own way. And I found, what can I do? Where is my focus, my strength, my force? It's being outside working with the people. So I had to find out someone who's taken all these financial part, all these numbers, and I was very happy to meet Thomas. And together, it is like a couple. Sometimes we're in love, sometimes we discuss, but at the end of the day, we love each other.
I love that. I also love everyone, you know. Not easy all the time, but yeah, the love is the key, definitely.
And Thomas, you?
Well, I think this is also an interesting question, because before entering into a business relationship like we do, I think it's worth to think about the advantages and the possible disadvantages of such a relationship. And we both want to grow our business. We are entrepreneurs at heart and both have a strong passion for what we are doing. And we are complement each other very well. I think Lambert is more the emotional doer and I'm more the rational calculator.
Mind.
And we both have children and are convinced that it is worth supporting the future development so that also our grandchildren can still enjoy nature as much as we have for the last 30, 40, 50 years. Yes. Mm-hmm. And though this is how we are stronger together.
That's amazing. You know, I always say it's for current and future generations. It's not only for someone in 100 years. It's actually for the people, kids living now already and for yourself. Yes. So completely agree on this. So now let's dive into Silvaterra finally, because it sounds fascinating. So take us on a journey through your company's mission. What are the headline initiatives, projects that spotlight Silvaterra?
So let me start one step before. Everybody's talking about sustainability. Sustainability means like we don't consume more resources than the planet can produce within 1 year. This is the definition. And the measurement of sustainability is the Earth Overshoot Day. And if we look at the history of the Earth Overshoot Day, it's getting earlier and earlier. And even last year, it was on the 2nd of August. Means for 5 months, we took a loan from the nature. And this year, probably it's going to be like the 23rd to 24th of July. So even with all effort that we're doing, the Earth Overshoot Day is coming earlier and earlier. And that's, I'd love to stop. And for me, it was not only to stop this sustainability thing, but also to pay back the loan that we took from the nature. Yeah. So we have to repair it. And coming to that conclusion, I found out two ways. One is, what can I do to conserve existing forest? On the other side, what can I do to reforest fellow land? Yep. So Silvaterra is combining both, also like the name, Terra for the fellow land, Silvanus for the forest. And we found out the concept to do, okay, let's save existing forest by giving them an economic use. Means that we plant food, spices, whatever commercial crops in the forest to conserve them, to save the biodiversity, to save the animals, and even to give employment more people into the forest than a cut and the fellow land would give. On the other side, we had the fellow land that we can grow with bamboo. Why bamboo? Because bamboo is very fast growing. It removes the carbon from the air. So it has a big impact for the next generation, for our climate. So this is one good thing. The other is not only growing bamboo and to generate a kind of carbon credits, but also to use the material. And the material is going to use as a construction material, not only in Africa where it grows, but all over the world. We have a concept behind, we have companies behind to use bamboo as construction material, be able to substitute concrete. Concrete then pollutes the air, can be substituted by bamboo, making the air better. So this is the idea behind. And that's the way that we choose and we want to go.
Okay. And Lambert, choosing where to work must be like picking your favorite flavors. So how did you decide where Silvaterra spreads its impact and what guides your decisions?
Let's say it's a good question, because I started with my reforestation projects in Central and South America. And to be honest, traveling there with all the jet lag was difficult. On the other side, being not 20 years anymore, I've seen a lot of places in the world, knowing that the earth is beautiful wherever you are. So What can I choose? A country or a region to not have the jet lag, to have big impact on what we do, and to do good business. And so that's when I came to Africa, meaning to East Africa. Like the birth of human race is been there. So let's start from that point on. And being there, I was in contact with local communities. I met Swiss guys, which is helpful for me.
They're everywhere, by the way.
Well, small country, but with a list with a lot of impact. And I decided, together with some local institutions to be the co-founder of the Swiss Tanzanian Chamber of Commerce. So you get into the government, into the institutions. And apart that, and this is what makes me really proud, Tanzania is an upcoming country, and you have a really young, motivated, and very smart generation studying all over the world, coming back to Tanzania to improve their country. And I work together with them. And it's really in Tanzania where the projects are taking place, I hire only local people. And don't underestimate, they're really, really well educated and very smart. And that motivates me. Yeah?
Lambert, how many years did you started?
I started in Tanzania in 2018, but in all that business agroforestry, I'm since 2003, means a very long time.
Quite a long time, right. Now, Thomas, break it down for us, because I think this is a question. Okay, it all sounds great, but how does Silvoterra make money? What is the magic key that it makes it not only eco-friendly, but also profitable?
Well, I think there's no magic behind. The business is based on three assets. The first one is black pepper, then bamboo, and thereof resulting carbon credits. And we are the only producer of BioSwiss certified pepper. And this is an enormous, unique selling point. And we fully address the mega trend of a healthier lifestyle. And this is a key driver for sales in the case of pepper. On the other hand, bamboo is a fantastic plant which can be used by nearly 100%. And in our case, we use the biomass, I think, in two ways. On the one hand, as a raw material, as Lambert already explained, for the building industry. And on the other hand, as a certified carbon storage, resulting in tradable carbon credits. And already today, we have requests of all these assets in an amount which will be difficult to satisfy today and maybe also tomorrow. So this is the story behind.
Amazing. Lambert, now in the sea of sustainability projects, you know, there are so many. What makes Silvoterra standing out? Why should people be excited about what you are doing? And what competitive advantages does it offer to potential investors?
Let's say there are probably a lot of sustainable projects, a lot of good projects, apart others. But for me, it was always to say, I don't want to be sustainable only. I want to be more. I want to repair the nature, which is the next step. And trying to reach next level means also next level on every matter we're doing. So for me, it's like everything I've done so far in my life was always the game that I aim to achieve highest quality. Highest quality in nature, highest quality in everything, which leads to high yields, high quality of product. High quality of product leads to high prices, and high prices leads to high return. So it makes sense to be kind of outstanding and better than the others. And all that, not only by talking, but also by being certified. Like Thomas mentioned before, we're probably the only grower of spices outside Switzerland being BioSwiss certified, which is very complicated. We are certified by FSC for all the forestry projects. The carbon credits that we generate are due to gold standard, the highest standard, and we fulfill not only 3 or 4 recommended SDGs, we try to fulfill like 10, 11, 12 in different matters what we can do. So this is to reach high goals with my success. And let's say finally, we're also committed to the country, to improve the country and its people, to say in terms of infrastructure, to good to like drink water in the countryside, like electricity in the countryside, like building roads, like engaging in education, in health projects, but also lead to growth of prosperity in the country, and that leads to peaceful society, not only in Tanzania, but globally.
It's amazing, the systematic approach. Of course, it's so important, especially the communities who are at the end helping you to get these amazing products out of the country.
And Thomas, for the investors who are very curious, why should they choose Silvaterra's adventure? So what makes Silvaterra a promising opportunity in terms of investment returns and positive impact?
Well, I think there are certainly some factors that are important to the investors, but everyone evaluates them, I think, differently. As I said, for us, sustainability and profitability are very important. And in the project, we addressed 10 of the 17 social development goals. And the expected return is, I think, in double-digit numbers. So from an operational point of view, we are also very well established. We have a very constant business plan. Everything is very transparent. And the organization is well positioned. And we have an advisory board and an investment committee available and to advise and to control and to check the organization and the board. So I think this puts us in a very good position to control and to steer the company in both directions, in the direction of sustainability and in the direction of business success.
Right, but talking investment plans, so how much are you looking for funds to increase your impact? What's the deal for potential investors?
Let's say the initial deals with that, the initial project what I'm talking about, is a $50 million project, which is like 10,000 hectares of bamboo plantation.
Number, was it 15 or 50?
50,000. Yeah. 50 million. The whole project has the size of 50 million right now. And with that money, we take it from the beginning up to getting income by the harvest that we make. So it's around 10,000 hectares of bamboo and 1,000 to 1,100 hectares of forest for growing spices. But for me, it's important to say it's just the initial project. Maybe it sounds a bit arrogant, but it doesn't mean like that. I want to become the biggest project developer in terms of agroforestry in Africa, starting in sub-Sahara region. And the project is scalable, maybe infinitely, because there is enough demand on the market. We have access to the sales market. We have the structure. We have the management teams. We have the relation to all the other countries. We have the partners. So even talking about in midterm, $200, $300 million, it's no problem. And the goal is really to reach $1 billion or even more.
Okay. And success stories are always a hit. Any inspiring projects or partnerships that you are very proud of, which brought in both cash and positive or social impact?
Let's say, to do what I'm doing, it's maybe really, it is a passion. So my whole life is a success story.
We see it even, Lambert. Not only hear it, we see it. And I love that.
So I can tell my whole life is a personal success story. But really, I don't want to tell this company or this company. The success story on one side is once you work around the equator in the nature, you see that and you feel the harmony and the love of the local people living in harmony with the nature. This touches the heart of everybody. And I invite all these investors, all the interested people to come to see the operation. And once you fly to Tanzania, hugging a tree, People start crying, and they come back very humble, realizing as citizens in our big cities in Europe or US or in the Northern Hemisphere, what a luxury they have, but that always a lot of them miss the heart for nature. They come back humble, and maybe that can change the mindset much more than young people just gluing on the street and blocking the traffic.
Yes, that's true. I mean, That's what we need, I think. Everyone should go to Tanzania and hug a tree once in your life. I'm in, you know, don't worry. We will meet there. So Lambert, how do you measure impact? Because you said, and I've heard you are familiar with sustainable development goals. So what's your success toolkit? How do you measure your impact?
So the impact on the terms of monetary, Thomas mentioned it is easy. You have the balance sheet so that you can proof of concept since 20 years of the return rates. But you're right, we have all these SDG goals and we can make success stories, whatever, in social media. But we have, like I mentioned before, the highest quality level that I'll try to achieve. So we have this certification or measurement. But apart that, we work together with the University of Zurich, who has an Institute for Sustainability, and they built the framework to monitor all this project we do, to take on gender equality, women empowerment, clean water, climate partnership, and whatever. This is going to be monitored by the Sustainable Institute of the University of Zurich.
Sounds great.
And Thomas, the projects, every business, every project has a risk. How do you mitigate or handle them in Silverterra, making sure you address both the sustainability but also the financial side?
Well, we are establishing a risk monitoring framework for both for the corporate side and also for the sustainability side. So these possible risks are clustered and assessed based on their impact on the business. And this is a monthly report that can be aggregated, goes to the different plantations. And these reports are available to the board on a monthly basis. And we also can share these with the investment community on a maybe quarterly or half year basis. I think this is a very transparent way to show how we deal with these different risks which are already known by us. So it's nothing new. But here we want to show the transparency, how we deal with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Lambert, can you picture us a bigger future? What you see for Silverterra? What are you dreaming of the long run? Any exciting vision you have in your mind?
Yes, the exciting vision is like conserving the existing forest with everything, but replanting. And I come from that. Plantation growing with forest in terms of teak, but teak is growing very slow, making up, but high quality. And in the meantime, I changed to bamboo. With our bamboo project, we could, even this initial project, could absorb the completely carbon footprint for a country like Liechtenstein or Luxembourg. But these are small countries and we would like to do more. And bamboo is a fantastic plant that mainly grows everywhere. Maybe even in your garden in Switzerland.
Grows fantastically, indeed.
And I want to be like the lawyer for bamboo, planting it in a big scale way, but not in Switzerland. But my dream is coming from the east coast of Africa, going up to the north. There are more than 1,400 species of bamboo. And bamboo treated the right way even can grow in the desert. So let's say in a time period of 100 years, it could be possible to re-green, to reforest even the old Sahara. And having six children, having three grandchildren, I'm dreaming of a step into Silverterra in the next years, and they fulfill my vision of making green the whole planet again.
That's it. So what do you need for that now? Like, again, very concrete, how our audience can support you. Do you looking for partners, investors, how much? So yes, more concrete, please.
What we need right now is to have the will to do that, because every one of us is responsible. We have the having the money means we have the responsibility. On the other side, we have the responsibility of the government, of the politics, but they're not acting the way they should. And especially with the speed we should. So we have to come together, projects like us and investors on the other side. And together we have to find out these partnerships to grow more and more and more. And really, I have to say that like in the beginning. It does not matter where you're from, what religion you are, what skin, what country. We are responsible for the next generation. We try to develop these projects. You have the financial funds. Together, we are in harmony and making these projects grow more and more and more. That's what I have to give. Let's say, looking for an initial project of 50 million, we say we're looking for professional institutional investors starting at a minimum investment of 1 million, not to have too many partners, which are complicated to handle, but to say, as I mentioned before, we are unlimitless. So
yeah.
we can take whatever it is, but it is true to have a certain scale of a project. We need initially 50 million, and we're looking really for professional investors.
Okay. And this investment will be in the business directly or in a fund structure?
This would be in the business directly, because right now we have the idea of making a green bond. But also we are open-minded for any other kind of partnership. Is it like a joint venture or equity? So we're open-minded, because our goal from Thomas and from me is really to give our energy to realize the project.
Yeah. Lambin, and how big is your team now, right now?
So the team right now in Switzerland is around 30 people. And in Tanzania, where we started, it is like around 100. But it's growing very fast, up to 2,000 and more. Once we have the initial funds to grow the land and to plant it and everywhere, then it's going to be fully employed. We build own communities even.
That's amazing. All right, we have just very last question.
Yes. So, Lambert, can you please share any call to action message for our global audience?
Yes. The call to action is easy. There's no time to lose. We have to start immediately. And if you have the possibilities and the ideas and the will to help us to keep the planet habitable for the next generation, you have to call us. You have to call Ben and Sveta and to get in touch with us, because together we can very quick and very effective right now.
I love that. I love your energy, Lambert. It's so inspiring and amazing. So thanks so much for joining us today. And I'm sure we will contribute to your big vision and reforest our amazing blue planet.
Thanks.
Thank you, Thomas, for supporting Lambert's vision on this way as a very, very grounded and with a good foundation. That's what I think the visionary people like Lambert need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. We see you in Switzerland very soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Dear audience, with this we end today's show. And next week, we will be back again with another amazing story and guest whom you can support.
And hopefully looking forward to meeting some of you there. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey today.
We hope this incredible story has ignited something in you. Don't miss out on what's coming next. Subscribe to our channel and stay tuned.
Feeling inspired to support our guests or be featured on our next show? Get in touch with us at apply@iisolutions.ch.
Let's stay connected. Find us on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or any other social media platform you love.
We are super excited to share our upcoming episodes with you.
See you soon!